couple of weeks, I've been following different themes. The beginning of the year, the first week, we spoke on seasons, us going through various seasons in our life, and God been walking with us through the seasons. And the second week, I spoke on God's purposes for your life. And last week, I spoke on, who can tell me? No vision, no action. You've forgotten already. No vision, no action. And this morning, I'll speak to you about the pearl of great price. The pearl of great price. My key verse is from Matthew 23, verse 45 and 46, from the Voice translation. And Jesus said, "The kingdom in heaven is like a jeweler on the lookout for finest pearls. When he found a pearl more beautiful and valuable than any other jewel, the jeweler sold all he had, brought that pearl, his pearl of great price." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us by your Holy Spirit to set us on the path to seek and find the pearl of great price in our lives, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'd like to begin this morning by asking you a question. Have you found the pearl of great price in your life? Have you found the pearl of great price in your life? Now, there's a picture coming up now, should be on the overhead, of David Suckett. I don't know if you know David Suckett. Can you find it, Eugene? There's a pearl of great price, that's the theme. And the next one should be David Suckett. There. I think you recognize David Suckett. You've seen him on TV many, many times before. He spent 25 years playing Hercule Poirot in the ITV adaptation of Agatha Christie's Belgium detective story. And there you can see him as he was dressed up as Poirot, the Belgium detective. Breaking off only to star carefully chosen dramas, tours, and theater productions to keep him challenged. The extent of Suckett's commitment surfaced when he performed in The Footsteps of St. Paul, a two-part documentary made for BBC One, which won a premier prizes in the St. Martin's Trust Religious Programs Awards. It was about David Suckett's personal journey, that one, in The Foot of St. Paul. The background is that St. Paul is very close to the actor's heart because he was converted to Christianity while he spent time reading his Bible in a New York hotel between productions in 1986. Suckett's moment of epiphany came with St. Paul's epistle to the Romans chapter 8, which he read, in which the evangelist lays out the Christian hope for salvation. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against it? He was subsequently confirmed, and he said, "I am a Christian by faith. I like to think it sees me through the great deal of my life." A parable is a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. A simple story to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. This is how Jesus taught his disciples and his followers, then and even today. Today's gospel reading was Jesus telling the parable of the weeds and explained the meaning to the disciples. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, we read the same parable about the weeds, and in between the parable of the weeds and the net, there's two short parables in between, talking about the parables of discovering the kingdom of God. The only difference between the two is in one case, the person is actively searching, and in the other, he seems to stumble across. In both, there's something of enormous value, treasure and fine pearls. And in both cases, it is worth selling everything to get it. In other words, the pearl of great price was about priorities. What prioritizes your life? Money, possessions, a new car, or a house? As a Christian, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all, even for followers of Jesus Christ. but that should not consume our priorities for life. You see, becoming a Christian, as David Suckett found and millions of others have, is not a change of degree, but it's a change of kind. It is leaving your native home and entering into the kingdom of God. By entering the kingdom of God means you are willing to sacrifice everything for your new king. In other words, the kingdom of God will cost you everything you have. But is it expensive? Not at all. It's a bargain. Jesus' stories, his parables, teach us three important spiritual lessons. The ability to see value and beauty where others don't. The need for total dedication to claim this value. And the massive reward by making that sacrifice worth it. The total dedication isn't to earn heaven, but to accept it. Ultimately, it's because of God's kindness and Jesus' sacrifice that we get to enter heaven. So 4 points to consider shortly. Short points. Let go of small dreams. The good news of Jesus makes our dreams quite small. That we need to be complete rescue, not just a little help. It tells us to let go of the small dreams and give ourselves over to the King of Heaven, promising a change beyond that we can only imagine. This radical change asks for us all, but in return offers us imaginable health, wealth, beauty, and riches. Being a Christian means a total change. Being a Christian means moving from being our boss to allow God to be in charge, which can be hard for people today because we like to keep things so vague. Accepting authority means we sometimes have to agree with the things we don't like, letting the Bible guide our experiences and thoughts. It's not just about following rules and beliefs, not at all, but about letting God change us and our communities from within. Thirdly, to make a change, you have to give up everything. To enter God's kingdom, we have to put Jesus first, knowing that we accepted, not because of what we've done, but because of what he did. This might mean giving up everything of value, like our reputation or even our desires. We are challenged to obey God without conditions. And lastly, what you get in return is unimaginable beauty. Being a Christian should be a joyful journey, keeping our eyes on the future rewards rather than our current troubles, and valuing Christ above everything else the world can offer. Real change comes from realizing we haven't loved Jesus as much as we should. Understanding what we've been given up and looking forward to what we'll gain is a key part of our faith. Can I say that again? Understanding what we've given up and looking forward to what we'll gain is a key part of faith. In closing, some people are desperately searching and then they find Jesus. Others almost stumble into finding him, like David Suckett. But once you have found that treasure, the treasure of great price, it's worth giving up everything else. As I've said before, Christianity is not a religion or a philosophy, but it's a relationship and a lifestyle. The Christian life is more than creeds and convictions, it's about conduct and character. C.S. Lewis, the one-time atheist who became the greatest Christian author and apologist of our time, said, and I concur, I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the relationship with you is a pearl of great value. Keep us close to you and help us to avoid anything that draws us away from our relationship with you. Never leave us, Lord, and never forsake us. Help us to cling to you, our rock and our salvation. Amen.